Summit County's transportation manager, Caroline Rodriguez, said that 2 years ago, the Mountain Accord program, now called the Central Wasatch Commission, launched a $400,000 alternatives analysis on transit to the Park City area. The study looked for the most effective transit option along 224. Rodriguez explained why BRT was picked.
It was the lowest cost per rider of all the alternatives. It allows for flexibility for other high occupancy vehicles to use the dedicated lane. And it builds on the existing Electric Express bus service, and it received the most community support. In addition, the footprint can be expanded to serve future bus routes and destinations.
Councilmember Doug Clyde told us in his interview that several options were not endorsed.
That was a long process that looked at everything from aerial tramways to fixed guideways, all of which were rejected for various reasons, most of them cost. We simply do not have the population base or the sort of ridership base that would support a fixed guideway. Those things are tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a mile, depending on how you do them.
Rodriguez told the council that the resolution is a critical milestone, though it is not a project approval and is not providing funding yet. At this week's meeting, council member Roger Armstrong said he had some questions about BRT.
And I'm in support of it because I think that part of this process is going to be acquiring the right-of-way necessary to do that. And that will open the door for what I believe, as other technologies continue to emerge, may make that better. I am concerned about the possible impacts of BRT on non-BRT traffic. And again, that's why I hope that the efficiencies work. BRT does not work well in some communities. Others have made it work.
Armstrong said he wanted to get a handle on the numbers concerning bus ridership.
We've got Ecker Hill coming online. Let's make sure that we're not just building things to say we're building things because people are using them.
KPCW also asked Clyde about ridership.
There are always some people who believe that buses are empty, but we have counts. And we know that, for example, that the Express is being very well utilized at this point. What Roger is talking about primarily, to my understanding, is what we refer to as the last mile. And that is, how do you get people from the more dispersed residential areas to those bus stops so that they can take the bus into Park City, so that they're not exacerbating transit and traffic problems if they want to venture into Park City.
County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.